from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Portland Trailblazers' schedule was released for the 24-25 season. We talked about this yesterday. Spoiler alert. You have the schedule.
I've had the schedule for a week.
I'm
not going to steal your thunder.
We have known. Yeah,
I thought you were supposed to be
like
our Blazer insider. Where's the sneak peeks, man?
I mean, I gave a couple yesterday.
You did.
I gave a couple.
We talked about the 7-game road trip.
Yeah, and I didn't spoil the home opener. I just said that they opened at home.
The one national game. Mm-hmm. And we talked about yesterday. They will open at home and close
at home.
The season at home.
And it will be against the Warriors and the Lakers.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors coming to town for the opener. Terry Stotts return.
Hey! Return to the Terror Bear.
And
I got to see him at Summer League, by the way.
How is he?
He's great.
Good.
Great.
Good.
It was good to see him.
Well, Terry Stotts is a good dude.
He really is one of the good dudes of basketball.
You can't hate the Terror Bear.
No, you can't.
But he also...
He's a giant red ass.
Red ass and overprotected his players and did not keep it legit and real with the media on the struggles of his team. Got very defensive when things were not going right.
He took it for the team.
He shouldered a lot of that burden for guys that he didn't need to.
No, and that's why his players, not the only reason, but that's one of the reasons why his players loved him.
Yeah, but
he took all the arrows.
I feel like he should have maybe sometimes driven a bus
to
prove a point.
100%.
Because there were guys
who deserved it.
Deserved it needed it at times. But Terry Stotts and the Golden State Warriors will return. He's not the head coach. He is Steve Kerr's
assistant
coach.
Indeed.
But Steve Kerr, gold medal winning coach.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Gold medal winner.
French devil.
Yeah.
American hero.
Mm.
The one and the same. One and the same.
There is an article floating around right now from The Athletic that says, according to some metrics, the Warriors actually improved over last season. And there's been this talking point of that. And man, I can't buy it. Are they going to be better than the Blazers? Yes. They're still a play-in team. You did not get better by getting rid of Klay Thompson and getting like lesser parts. Like Buddy Hield is not like he's a fine bench piece. He is not this insane thing. Like, and De'Anthony Melton, which is I love him, you know, fight on and everything, but like
we're going to want to clip this for when De'Anthony Melton and Buddy Hield go off for 35 apiece in the opener.
Look, they're entirely fine players.
And they do have the ability to go off in
for
particular
sure.
games. Yeah.
But like this idea that they're like, oh no, they're deeper. I'm like, they still have one guy who can handle the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, outside of that opener, we talked about how difficult that stretch was going to be yesterday early in the year. And boy, howdy, it is a gauntlet. Blazers are not going to be trying to win a lot of games this year.
No.
Because of the draft.
Because of Cooper Flagg. That's why.
27 of their first 29 games. That's the stretch you were talking about yesterday.
27 of the first 29 are against the West.
And 26 of them are really good teams.
Yes. Yes. 16 of their first 18 games are part of three games and four nights.
That's tough.
So you have this 30 game stretch start the season where everyone you're playing is not just like, they're kind of good. It's the West with the only quote-unquote bad teams being Houston and San Antonio. I think there's one Jazz game in there, if I remember.
There is a Jazz game.
Yeah, there's one Utah game at home. Other than that, you are getting everything the West has to offer. Legitimately, coming out of those 30 games, if they are 10-20, it will be a miracle. I genuinely don't think they'll win 10 games.
Yeah, and they're all really good teams. I mean, there are some quirks in the schedule that do lend to wins happening, right? So you'll have in that first gauntlet of games, you play the New Orleans Pelicans two times in three nights, right? October 25th and 27th. Then you have another one of those against the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? In November 12th and 13th, a back-to-back against the Timberwolves. And you have a back-to-back in Houston against the Rockets. Historically, even though teams are significantly better, historically in the NBA, we do see a lot of splits in those games. Just playing the same team twice, even if it is a better team than one is significantly better than the other, you do see, and I'm not saying that they're going to split all three of those pairings of games, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like, the Blazers aren't going to be 0-29 in first 29 games.
Well, Danny just said what? 10 out of the first 30, 10-20 in the first 30 games. Isn't that still ahead of the pace that we want them to be on? Winning 10 out of 30 games?
Well, that leads us to another point. There is a 7-game road trip.
Yep.
From late February into early March. Mm-hmm. And we know how those go.
Okay. Yeah, and it's not even that tough a trip. You actually have Utah, Washington, and Brooklyn, the three worst teams in the league, not named the Blazers. And at that point in time,
tell you what,
those teams will be having the great suck off.
There will be a run where people are like, oh, maybe, because they have before that trip starts, the last game of their homestand is Charlotte at home, mm-hmm. and then they go to Utah, to Washington, to Brooklyn. Those are four games that are going to be winnable, and we know how Blazer fans react to winning three or four.
This is when you will see the commitment to the tank.
Yeah.
This is when it will hit you right in the face.
The NBA last year said that they wanted to make it a point of emphasis to stop the four games in five nights mm-hmm. and limit those, and also limit back-to-backs. Last year, everybody's like, you're limiting back-to-backs? The Blazers had 14 of them last year. They have 13 this year. They did go down by one back-to-back. Mm-hmm. How about that? That's good news.
And they don't have 2 7-game trips this year, because last year they had two.
Yeah.
There are some decent quirks in the schedule. I still, that beginning of November, I cannot not look at just endlessly, because this is what's going to set the tone for the entire season. And I'm hoping that what comes of it is they lose, but they're competitive. Kind of what we hoped last year, and that guys are healthy, and that what you do is you play the starting lineup, and they can still play 28 to 32 minutes, and the young guys go out there and they mm-hmm. play the rest of their 20 minutes. And at the end of the night, it's a 7-point loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not, you're not turning it off at halftime.
Well,
getting your teeth kicked.
That's what I'm hoping for, is that we don't see a
2 50-point losses.
50 point, 53 and 51 point loss. Yeah. Isn't that what it was?
I think it's what it was.
I don't want to see those.
No.
And we may, like,
one might pop up at the end of the season.
We may see one of those. But there were several games, though, that were, 30-point losses. You want to see that gap being closed just a little bit, but not wins. LeBron, you mentioned at the end of the year, The Lakers come to Portland. Could be our last chance to ever see LeBron James.
Yes.
In Portland. Do you think he retires? I've watched the Olympics and I said, that dude, it's not just that he can play one more year. That dude can play a few more years.
What the difference is going to be, like, when does it happen? Does he pull the groin this year? Yeah. Does he tear the knee this year? You know, knock on wood. I don't want that happening. But even the freakish of freaks, eventually it comes up and grabs you. Mm-hmm. Father Time, undefeated.
Undefeated.
And I jokingly say PEDs, but also being dead serious, even that doesn't preclude this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the best medicine and everything you can do, it your body will eventually break down.
Yeah.
And that's the question, I think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm honestly surprised that game isn't nationally televised.
The last one, just because it's the last of the regular season.
Honestly, I think they'll flex it in.
You could flex it in if the Lakers are in dire straits and not good, which is
or
a
playoff
very
positioning
real
and,
possibility.
And the possibility that it could be LeBron's last regular season game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I could see that too.
If any game on this schedule was going to get flexed in, it's that one.
All right. Well, one nationally televised game, and that is Tuesday, January 28th, Damian Lillard comes back to Portland. It'll be on TNT.
Yep. And they're not picking up anything else unless something egregious happens.
All right.
So I'll go home and do that's a win, that's a loss. I'll play my game and see what I come up with.
You're going to do that, huh?
Yeah, I always do it.
That's going to be
I usually end up relatively close.
Well, good. And then tomorrow we will come back with Danny's official over under total, and we'll all bet it.
Mm-hmm.
What
I'm actually waiting for is Positive Residual on Twitter. He has an app where he uploads the entire schedule.
Yeah.
For the entire league, and you can see rest advantage, rest disadvantage, travel, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I use that in my calculations. So once he has that up, I can dive into it, because that even for bad teams, that stuff means so much. Like, yep. If you've got like a 3-day rest advantage on a really good team, and because you're in Portland, if you're playing at home, chances are it's the end of a road trip.
Oh yeah, because they don't just send you up to Siberia
to start the road trip. No, it's usually where you end, or you might kick down to LA and then go home. You're never the beginning or the like the middle of the trip.
Man.
It's that you're usually the end. So you get teams that will come in here after playing at altitude in Denver, and they're like, oh, for the love of God.
Also, one thing that you can note if you're looking at the Blazers' schedule and you're a psycho like Danny, you're counting all the games. There are two games that are unaccounted for. That's the in-season tournament for when they don't make the actual bracket. They will backfill that with two games that the Blazers will play. There are only 80 games on the schedule. So are you going to count those? How are you going to count those? What are you going to do for those?
Because they'll come from the bracket. I'll likely take the two worst teams from the bracket.
Okay. and then Houston, you go from there.
L.A.?
Boy, they're going to play Houston a lot early in the year, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're going to play Minnesota three times in four games.
Yeah. But also, they have, in the midst of the in-season tournament, they'll play Houston twice, not in their pod, but as part of regular season games. And then who did you say the other team was?
I think it's the Lakers.
In the Lakers. Then, obviously...
It's the Clippers. Clippers are in their pod.
All right. They will have the Clippers only twice. That's not that bad. They got the Clippers twice in Houston twice. Mm-hmm. So they'll have them three times. You'll play the Clippers and the Rockets likely before you hit Christmas.
Yeah.
Can I still say my main beef with like this whole
say whatever you want
in season tournament thing is that they got their games on a Tuesday and a Friday and what have you, but it's that this game counts for the in season tournament, but the game that's in two nights, that one doesn't count, and then there's another one next week that does count.
It's a no countsies.
And two or three games in between that don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You're picking it up.
Yeah. But they do count.
Well, not towards the in season tournament.
But they count. Towards everything else.
And just anyway, to
me,
you need to
catch up on your European soccer.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, big gulps, huh? Well, see you later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.